Well, it seems like the budget has to sort of come first. Is that kind of what you're saying? Like, once the budgets sort of give the parameters of the farm bill, and are there going to be cuts?
When we talk about the budget, the question is, whose budget? So the real question for the House and Senate Agricultural Committees is not what's in the president's budget. The last 16 or 15 president's budgets have all been dead on arrival, effectively. They condition the debate over some major issues like defense spending or nutrition spending or Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid. But what really matters for the House and Senate Ag Committees is how much the House and Senate leadership is willing to let them spend. So when I say leadership, I mean Mitch McConnell and the corresponding member on the Democrat side, which is Schumer in New York. In the House, it's Ryan and Pelosi. How much are they, in the end, going to be willing to let the House and Senate spend on agricultural subsidy programs, or for that matter, on SNAP? And I think we know they're going to say, you spend currently what you're spending on SNAP. The structure of those programs isn't going to change. What we don't know is what they're going to give to the House and Senate Ag Committees to spend on agricultural subsidy programs. That's what we don't know. And we do know that on both the right and the left, there's skepticism about the need for quite a few of the subsidy programs. Just to broaden the discussion just briefly, conservation programs were virtually untouched in the president's budget, and there's a reason for that. The political grief you have to take at conservation programs is substantial because you take grief not only from the agricultural interest, but also the environmental group. And those environmental groups actually span the political spectrum. If you look at the membership of, let's say, the Audubon Society, it's not all on the left by any means. Since the 1980s, we've seen a coalition form between agricultural commodity groups and broader interest groups and the environmental groups around, for example, the Conservation Reserve Program, around conservation stewardship, even if economists are skeptical of any real value of the latter program.